My fingers play with my hospital bracelet. I stare at my name, Carly Connors, 13 letters. How unlucky can one person get? In this realistic fiction novel, One for the Murphys, by Linda Mullally Hunt, which tween girls with a thirst for heartwarming literature will love, Carly Connors, age 12, has learned to be tough from her free-spirited mother in the lights of Las Vegas. But one night, everything turns upside down when she goes a little too far with her stepdad, Dennis. "I hate you, Dennis. You abuse my mom, and you're nothing but a loser." "Too bad I'll be the last thing you ever see."
"Honey, I've got her by the foot."
"Mom, why are you doing this?" And ever since the betrayal from her own mother, Carly has landed in a neatly mowed foster home in Connecticut with the Murphys. "Hello, Carly. Nice to meet you. I'm Julie Murphy, and these are my three boys, Michael, Eric, Adam, and Daniel. And in my mind," Carly thought, "I can only pray that I'll survive for the next 3 days." The Murphys are a lively family who value love and respect, something that is not in Carly's vocabulary. At first, Carly feels like an outcast, and she's waiting for her mom to come back. But over time, she is teaching Daniel how to shoot hoops, watching baseball with Mr. Murphy, Mrs. Murphy's fireman husband, playing superheroes with Michael, Eric, and Adam, and talking with Mrs. Murphy, who makes her feel seen and heard for the first time. "Thank you for everything you do for me, Mrs. Murphy. I love you."
"Oh, Carly, I love you too."
But right when Carly feels like she's found her place, news from her mother shakes the world. As I walk into the kitchen, the telephone rings. Ring, ring. "Carly? Mom? Oh, Carly, I'm so sorry that I did that to you that night with Dennis. Will you forgive me?" "Okay. And Carly, I was thinking, now that the court let me go, I was, thinking that we should be a family again. You know, me and you, pal. No Dennis." Now, Carly must decide to go back to the life she had or the life she's grown to love. Will she choose her mom, or is she truly one of the Murphys? Find out in this heartwarming, well-written book, which when you start reading, you can't put down, about a girl who has to decide where she belongs.